Comanches charged wildly toward the Texans. Buffalo Caller thought he saw confusion in the ranks of the whites. He hoped they would scatter and run. If they did, the fight would degenerate into a race, and death would come swiftly for those whites who rode slow horses. To his dismay, the white men stepped down from their saddles, dropped to their knees, and aimed their rifles at the warriors who bore down upon them. Buffalo Caller saw Jackrabbit still astride and was thankful he was not one of the fallen. He hoped the warriors would overwhelm the Texans while they paused to reload their rifles. But it quickly became evident that some had held their fire to avoid such a calamity. Buffalo Caller felt sure then that these were Rangers. The Comanche charge broke up, the warriors reeling back uncertainly. The Rangers immediately remounted their horses and made a charge of their own. A Ranger spurred straight toward him, rifle in his hands. Buffalo Caller strung an arrow in his bow. The Ranger's hat blew off, and Buffalo Caller was startled to see that his hair was red. Old dreams, long pushed aside but never forgotten, flashed in his mind like a flare of gunpowder. He knew his arrow would miss. Buffalo Caller's pony staggered. The crushing weight of the pony rolled over him, pressing him hard into the dirt. His leg was pinned. He grasped desperately for the bow that had fallen in front of him, but he could not quite reach it. He strained to pull himself forward. He felt that his medicine had soured. Helpless, he steeled himself to receive the bullet that would kill him. The Ranger's black horse was wild-eyed, nostrils flaring in excitement. In the saddle, the Ranger seemed to tower above Buffalo Caller like the high walls of the people's winter encampment. Numb, suddenly cold, Buffalo Caller saw that the man was young, like the warriors in the raiding party. The black horse danced nervously, threatening to run away. The Ranger drew a pistol from its holster. Buffalo Caller silently spoke to his spirits, asking them to be ready to receive him, for the Ranger was too close, he could not miss. Broken Leg galloped up, bow in his hand, an arrow fitted against the string. The Ranger whirled. Broken Leg's arrow drove into the young Texan's leg. The Ranger dropped his rifle and bent over in the saddle, losing his hold on the reins. His horse broke into a run. Instantly, Broken Leg was on the ground. He tugged at the pony's reins, but received no response. The horse was dead. Finally, Buffalo Caller was free from the weight of his dead pony.
Quickly! Up behind me before more Texans come!
Buffalo Caller retrieved his bow and shield from the ground, as well as the rifle the Ranger had dropped. Broken Leg leaned down, arm extended, helping Buffalo Caller up behind him. Looking back over his shoulder, Buffalo Caller could see that the Rangers and the warriors had become scattered over a broad area. The fight was winding down to a draw, neither side a clear winner. It was just as well. The stolen horses were badly scattered too, but as the warriors regrouped, they could probably recover a substantial number. The young men had had the taste of battle they had wanted, so they would be content despite losing some of their horses. Buffalo Caller was relieved to see no sign of pursuit. Several warriors had broken away from the engagement and were coming up behind. Jackrabbit was among them. The rest would probably be on their way shortly as they extricated themselves.
Broken Leg! The Ranger you wounded! Did you see his hair?
For a moment, I thought I would have his scalp, but I only wounded him. It was more important that I rescue you.
His hair was red.
That I saw. I thought it was colored with clay.
I have had bad dreams about a red hair. He spoiled my medicine. He would have killed me had you not come.
Perhaps it was your medicine that brought me.
Perhaps. I'm glad you persuaded me to let you come, old friend. But for you, I would be with my grandfathers.
My medicine was good today.
If ever I see a red hair again, I hope you will be with me. His medicine is stronger than mine.
Rusty Shannon almost despaired of stopping the runaway horse. The heavy firing had frightened Alamo into a blind panic. Each stride brought excruciating pain, seeming to drive the arrow deeper into Rusty's leg. It had glanced off the bone. Blood flowed freely, warm and gummy to his fingers, as he awkwardly holstered the pistol and grasped the shaft of the arrow. He struggled in vain, trying to pull it out. The reins trailed on the ground, dropped along with the rifle when the arrow had struck. Reins could be a hazard. Looped, they could snag on a tree branch while the horse ran. If split like these, a running horse could step on them, jerk his head down, and take a hard fall. Through his pain, Rusty recognized that danger. He leaned forward, trying to grab a rein. Lightheaded, he could not reach it without tumbling from the saddle. Yet he knew that at any moment, Alamo could turn a somersault. Rusty stood a strong chance of being crushed beneath him. He was aware of another horse, closing from the left. He assumed the rider was a Comanche, come to finish him off. He felt helpless to defend himself, though he drew the pistol again.
Hold on, Redhead, I'm coming!
Tanner pushed his horse up against Alamo and reached down, his bony hand grasping the reins.
Gotcha! Oh, damn it, Rusty, you're bleeding like a stuck shoat. I'll get you back to the rest of the bunch. One wants some stray Indians to catch us out here by ourselves and pick us off. Say, I'll bet that arrow hurts like hell.
Damn right it hurts.
We'll get that out as soon as we can. Me and Captain Whitfield, we're pretty good at pocket knife surgery. I seen you miss that Indian. You were so close, I don't understand how you kept from hitting him.
Alamo was faunching around too much.
Maybe you've taken a case of buck fever. You ever shoot at anybody before?
Been tempted, but I ain't done it.
Captain will want to know. Just tell him about the horse. You don't have to say nothing about buck fever.
Did you kill any Indians?
Brought down a horse. Set an Indian afoot, and it's almost as good as killing him. Except he'll be back to shoot at you another day. But if it wasn't him, it'd be another one. The world don't seem to run short of Indians. Yes, sir, we scattered us some Comanches.
But they're getting away. Looks like they still got most of their horses.
Well, me and you can't be held responsible. We're just following orders. I don't hardly know who we're working for anyway. State of Texas or the Confederate States of America. Ain't neither one paid us lately.